544 at WNYC. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Garber in for Amy Eddings. Every week on WNYC, we take a look at what's in season right now and encourage you to try these last chance foods. At Windfall Farms in Montgomery, New York, Morris Pitts grows specialty radishes that cater to foodies as well as farmers. He's particularly happy with this year's crop of watermelon radishes. The prized variety is green or white on the outside and bright pink inside. Morris spent last week pulling the remainder of this year's crop out of the ground after the first freeze. He's got nearly 3 tons safely stored on his farm. Morris joined WNYC's Amy Eddings in the studio with several of his radishes that are the size of the average orange to talk about the cold weather crop. Eddings asked Morris, what does one do with a watermelon radish?
There's not too much you can't do with them, but the main thing is just cut them up into little slices that look like slices of watermelon. And my favorite thing is to just substitute them for corn chips because they're tasty, they pick up things the same way, and they're not really, you know, a high-calorie junk food. They're instead a very good, healthy food.
In terms of cooking with them, do you have any ideas for foodies out there?
The most interesting thing about them, and people are surprised at this until they try it, and then they go, well, that turns out to be true, that they taste exactly like cauliflower once they're cooked. So you can just dice them up, use them in a stir fry, or just steam them as a side vegetable, and the bright red color gets even more vibrant when you cook them, and they taste like cauliflower.
Now, some types of radishes can be very peppery while others are mild. I would say this is from tasting this, this is in the mild category.
And it has to do with the time of year. They're a good storage radish, and everything gets sweeter when it gets colder. So we try to leave them in the ground until the ground's just about frozen and get them out, and then they're sweeter than they are hot.
If you don't like the peppery taste of a radish, mm-hmm. which varieties besides the watermelon radish should you be looking for?
I think the watermelon radish is about the mildest one I found, but they do all get sweeter with cold weather, so you'd want to get them in the winter if you want a milder. And anything in the summer, they'll be really hot. Any radish you get that's grown in the middle of summer.
So even in a conventional grocery store, when you're buying those little red radishes, in the winter they are going to taste different, sweeter than when buying them earlier in the year.
The only confusing thing in the grocery store is they could come from anywhere in the world,
right.
So it's hard to tell.
Besides growing watermelon radishes, what other kinds of radishes do you grow?
Well, I've tried many kinds, and what I do is I keep trying new varieties, and then I'll keep the one that I like the best and that people like the best, and then try a couple more each year. And watermelon radish has been, since we grew it the first time about 5 years ago, it has just stuck. And we grow more and more of them, and then just try other kinds, but nothing else is stuck like they do.
Are you worried about being limited?
Not really, because we grow so many different things that I try to have the one best thing in each category.
Are you growing radish sprouts on your farm too?
Yeah, we do that too because we can grow them all winter, and they're another way to have a green. Basically, we have a greens farm, so we have greens all year round because I can grow them in a greenhouse.
I understand radishes are pretty easy to grow.
If you hit the right time, and we're a completely chemical-free farm, and I've learned a long time ago on my farm that the little bug that hurts radishes and related crops all disappear in August. So if I get the crop right in August, they have the cool time of year to mature and no bugs hurt them.
How long can you store a radish?
If you were to come to the market and buy one of these today, you could probably keep it till spring in the bottom of your refrigerator.
Are you kidding? Mm-hmm. It doesn't get all withered up?
It could, but if you keep it down the bottom of your refrigerator, maybe cover it up a little so it doesn't dehydrate. And you can just soak them in water and they'll come back a little bit too.
That's interesting. You've been at the Union Square Green Market for about 20 years with 3 tons of radishes this year. How late into the year will you sell them?
Hopefully this year we'll have them all the way into spring. Last year, winter came a month early for the first time for us, and I lost just about all of them. I had maybe a little less than 1,000 pounds stored. So this year we've been frantic to make sure we get them in. And there's still more out there, so if the restaurants want to buy up a whole bunch, we can still keep harvesting them.
So how did you use radishes this year for Thanksgiving?
What I do like to do is just make a platter of all the different colored roots, and watermelon radish tends to be the star.
I've been speaking with Morris Pitts from Windfall Farms in Montgomery, New York. Visit the culture page on WNYC.org to find radish recipes. Learn more about watermelon radishes and tell us how you used radishes in your Thanksgiving meal. Thanks for coming in, Morse.
You're very welcome. It was a pleasure.